Welcome to TCC Alive, a podcast of Tulare Community Church.
Well, I invite you to hear now the word of the Lord from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37 says this. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, pass by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. This is the word of the Lord. Say thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you again for this day. Thank you for bringing us to this place. Allow us to be your hands and feet today. Allow us to be the church. Allow us to be the body of Christ, called, sent, scattered into this community to love it and to be good neighbors in it and with it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my name is Ryan. I'm one of the pastors here at TCC. We're in a 3-week sermon series that is based on our new belief statement that the gospel changes everything. You've been hearing it a lot. You saw it in both of these videos. Our deepest understanding is that who we are comes from what we believe. Our external, the way we live our lives, is predicated on what it is that we believe. We believe that the gospel, the good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we believe it changes everything. We're spending 3 weeks exploring 3 different ways that the gospel changes our understanding of our lives. 2 weeks ago, if you remember, we looked at how the gospel changes our understanding of truth. We looked at God's word, what it tells us. We looked at Jesus' statement that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Last week, we looked at what it means to experience God's grace by embracing a life of weakness. And today, we are going to look at how the gospel affects the way we understand what love is and how we extend that love to others. What love is and how we extend that love to others. To do that, we have one of the most famous stories of all time. So one day, right, Jesus is asked by a teacher of the law. This happened all the time. Teacher asks him, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, what is written in the law? How do you understand what you need to do to inherit eternal life? And the guy says to Jesus, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, okay, you got it. Good job. But the man, whether he's trying to, it says he's trying to justify himself, whether he's trying to get Jesus to slip up, he says, okay, but who is my neighbor? And then Jesus tells this story. tells a story about a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. This is a road between Jerusalem and Jericho that all who were listening to Jesus would have understood was a road that was very, very dangerous. And sure enough, when this guy is traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, he's jumped. He's attacked. He's robbed. He's stripped naked. He's beaten to a pulp, and he is left on the side of the road to die. As he's lying there, half alive, a holy man, a priest, a righteous man, is walking down the road. And he sees this guy who's been beaten, who's lying there naked, bleeding, lying on the side of the road. This priest, this man of God, sees him lying there and goes to the other side of the road so he doesn't have to come near him. Doesn't have to contaminate himself with somebody who is dying. Second man comes up, a Levite. Levites of the tribe of Levi helped the priests in the temple, also very holy men. This Levite is walking up, sees the man lying there. And remember again, this is a man of God. This is a holy man. This is a good, moral, righteous, upstanding man. Sees this guy lying there, bleeding on the ground. And instead of coming near to him, this Levite also goes to the other side of the road, getting as far away from this man as possible. Third man walks up. This is a Samaritan. The Samaritans and the Jews hated each other, absolutely despised one another. If anybody is going to go to the other side of the road, it's going to be this Samaritan, and he might spit at this guy lying there and say, good riddance. But the Samaritan sees this man lying here. He draws near. He stoops down. And he begins to bandage the man's injuries. He pours oil and wine over his wounds. He picks him up, places him on his own donkey, which meant that this Samaritan was now going to be walking instead of riding on his donkey, takes this man to an inn, takes him up to a room, continues to care for him, pays the innkeeper 2 denarii, not only for the room, but also says anything else that this man needs, I will cover it. Jesus then asks, after he tells this story, Jesus then asks his teacher of the law, who was this man's neighbor? And the teacher of the law says, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus says, go and do likewise. We have an opportunity today on Love Tulare to go and do likewise. To love our neighbor, even at the cost of our own time, at the cost of our own resources, at the cost of our own energy. That is what today is. But what differentiates what we are about today from a nonprofit, from a charity, what differentiates the church from any other service, any other group that is going out to care for the community, is that we are not going out today to care for the community out of the goodness of our own hearts. We're not going out today to care for the community so that we can feel good about ourselves or because it just seems like something that we should do. We as the church, if you belong to the church, if you belong to Christ, are called to go out and extend love, extend mercy to your neighbor in the same way that that Samaritan extended love, extended mercy to that man lying there half dead on the side of the road, because we were that man lying there half dead in our sin on the side of the road. And when God came down the road and he saw us lying there, God did not step to the other side. God did not say, wow, he must have really had it coming. God did not say, wow, he got what he deserved. God drew near. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, who stooped down low, who gave up his time, who gave up his energy, who gave up his very life to bandage us, to heal us, to put us back together, no matter the cost. We go out to love our community. We go out to extend mercy without reservation, without question, and without condition, because that is exactly how God extended love, how God extended mercy to us when we were lost in our sin. We go out today to love our neighbor because God first loved us. We have an opportunity to tangibly go and do likewise, just as Jesus commands us, because God himself first loved us. Let's go. Let's love Tulare, not because we're good people. We are sinners. We are wretched, wretched sinners, but we are redeemed. We are loved. We are met right where we are, and we have an opportunity to go do the very same thing right now. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray for a spirit of this parable, a spirit of the Good Samaritan, one of the most famous stories of mercy, famous stories of selfless love and compassion that the world has ever known. Lord, may this be a backdrop as we step into our community today. May this inspire us. May this encourage us. May we see ourselves not as the Good Samaritan. May we see ourselves certainly not as the priest, certainly not as the Levite. May we see ourselves as that man who was lying on the side of the road, half dead. And may we remember, Lord, that you met us right where we were. You didn't ask us to get up on our own two feet. You didn't say, well, if you do X, Y, and Z, then I will care for you. Then I will extend you love. Then I will extend you mercy. No, you met us right where we were. You loved us right where we were. We have an opportunity to do the very same thing today, remembering who we are and remembering, Lord, that you have first loved us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about the ministries and mission of Tulare Community Church, visit us at tccalive.org.